I would just like to answer briefly that I think a study of body morphology, body type, facial structure, neck size, all of these things on all types of singers would be very, very welcome. And I know there's been some, but probably not, you know, huge populations like we need to see.
Well, I think last year there was, in fact, in Germany, a huge X-ray study done by Friederike Rösch. And I think she's probably presented her thesis by now. She looked at some 200 singers or so, all kinds of linear dimensions, and relating them to singer category. I'm sure many of you will be interested in looking at that.
What's the reference on that?
Her name is R-O-E-R-S, Rösch. Friederike, that's Friederike Rösch. And Johan, do you remember where she was in... Okay, so that's one example. I think one instance of what you were asking for was the talk that Johan gave about the sinuses and the velopharyngeal port, but I don't know of any study where those things have been kind of compiled and related to singer category or singer aptitude or anything like that.
Sometimes I think that style ability is also related to what kind of music you heard as a young girl or young boy. And personality type. Certain people who are more refined in the way they carry themselves, more conservative or traditional in the way they think, that may be very separate from their family life, will influence what kind of music they eventually do, what they like, because the music style reflects their basic values and worldview. So there's so many other influences that go into people's strong ability in a style. Resonator shape is one, but I also think ability to hear and imitate, like I said, cultural experiences and personality type all go into it. So if a study like that were done, it'd be interesting to do maybe a personality assessment, a questionnaire on all these elements as well.
Next question.
Teresa Radomski. I just wanted to make sure I understood correctly that the comment that I think was Donald Miller made, that recording techniques of the olden times did represent vibrato accurately.
Well, that's correct.
That is correct.
Yeah.
So the
shape of the vibrato and the extent and so on, they will not be corrupted by problems with the frequency responses.
Well, that's really interesting because we can really hear a big difference in vibrato rates it's just really obvious. And it's interesting too, thinking of Rosa Ponselle and Marilyn Horne, who very much listened to Rosa Ponselle, was very inspired by her. I think both Rosa Ponselle and Marilyn Horne started off singing more popular music, or at least did some in their development as young singers, and I just wonder if any of that technique might have contributed to this sort of mimicking tenor aspect in their middle register, which they were both really good at, and that's something that might be interesting to explore. Thank you.
I'm intrigued with this, listening to old recordings, and I'm persuaded that they have a huge interest, but there is, I think, the issue of the sound of the gramophone itself. And we don't want to end up having our singers imitating gramophones. It's like,